Hello there. My name is Isabella Valentine. Just relax. I'm a hypnotist. I hope that doesn't scare you. It better not. Your husband cares about you very much. He thinks you're sexy. He cares about you so much, in fact, that he's asked me to make this recording for you and talk to you just like this. So go ahead and get nice and comfortable. You've had such a long, long day. It's all right. I know right now you're probably thinking of so many things, aren't you?
Let your mind completely.
You're probably wondering why your husband wants you to listen to me. You're probably wondering why I'm talking to you like this.
It's driving you crazy, isn't it?
You can think whatever you like.
It's okay to be confused.
In fact, it's quite okay and it's natural to think of anything in the world that you want to think about.
It's natural to be confused.
Because the more you think and the more your mind begins to focus
and be unfocused and unclear,
the better you're going to feel. I just want you to relax.
Unwind. Just get comfortable.
Your husband has left the room
to give you space.
And right now I just want you to close your eyes.
That's right.
It's okay. Close your eyes.
That's right.
I promise nothing's gonna happen.
Very good.
I'm gonna take very good care of you. And you're gonna feel so very good. All I want you to do is close your eyes.
Close them tightly.
It feels good to close your eyes.
I just want you to trust me.
You see, your husband,
he loves
you. He's been carrying a little bit of a secret.
A big secret.
He's been holding it for a long,
long
time. There's a little something that he's been afraid to tell you.
He wants to tell you now, though.
He's been afraid to tell you. And he's afraid.
So scared.
And I'm not gonna come out and say it. That would be too easy.
But I want you to
know. And now that I've got your interest. He wants me to hypnotize you
deeply,
so that when I share his little secret with you,
intimate secret,
he'll know that you'll be completely accepting of it.
And you do accept him, don't you?
That's okay now, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Because I know. Your mind is thinking of so many things right now, isn't it?
You love your husband.
You're thinking of so many things.
So many thoughts. So many
it's
secrets.
Okay. You can think of whatever you like.
Go ahead and think of anything
so
you want.
So many secrets.
So many secrets. It's a good one. It's a good secret.
But I'll give you a little hint. It's something sexual
and erotic.
Go ahead and breathe in for me.
Breathe in deeply.
Breathe in deeply. A nice deep breath.
Oh, yes.
Breathe in slowly.
That's right. Let it in.
It's all right. Go ahead and breathe in a nice, sweet breath.
Good.
And let it out. It's all right.
Very good.
All you have to do is listen to my voice. So nice just to relax and listen to my voice.
Breathe and relax.
Feels so good and so soothing to let your
deeper
mind and your body just
and
relax.
Deeper as you just focus.
Breathing in.
Your husband loves you so much. He looks up to you.
Oh. I know it's hard to trust a complete stranger.
He looks up to you.
It's hard to focus on someone you barely even know.
But it's worth it if you just pay attention.
But it'll be worth it when you know just how much it'll excite your husband.
It'll excite you.
It'll excite you too.
It'll arouse you. It'll spice up your sex life.
Listen to my voice and close your eyes.
Your husband thinks you're so amazing.
And every time you breathe in, just breathe in all that good positive energy.
He wants you to control him.
And let out any negative energy out of your body.
He thinks you're a goddess.
Just let out any tension, any worry.
You're so perfect in his
and
eyes.
Breathe in everything that feels so good.
He thinks you're magnificent.
Don't you love to feel good?
He thinks you're so hot.
Just to relax.
He wants to be down on
and
his
sometimes
knees.
Sometimes it's
for
nice
you.
Just to try something new.
Be bold, challenging.
And the more
strong.
You listen to my voice,
strong for him.
The more you may begin to notice your body becoming more and more heavy.
Heavier and heavier.
It's okay if it does. That just means that you're more and more open to my voice.
And you love
that's a good
to be
thing.
Open to my voice.
Because the more open you are to my voice, the more accepting you'll become of his secret.
And you do want to know his secret.
And his secret is something that I hope that you'll really, really be open to.
He has a very, very nice
secret. And let your body now just become weak and limber.
Weaker and weaker. He looks
it's
up to you.
Just relax.
He thinks you're a goddess and a queen. He wants to be submissive to you.
So nice. Feels good, just
he wants you to control him and own him.
Just to let my voice soothe you all over your body.
That's right.
Just imagine your body just being massaged all over.
Let him massage
you.
You
can even imagine
now
that your husband is giving you a massage with his hands.
Doesn't that feel good?
You can feel his fingertips on your back. As
yes.
though he's making love to you. Just imagine his hands on your back, and it feels so good.
Oh, yes.
It's relaxing you just the way you really like it.
Oh.
You love spending time with your husband.
Mm.
You love what you do in the bedroom. You love everything that you do.
But you want more.
But you know,
he wants more.
There's something else that he really likes.
You need more too.
Something that he enjoys, that he keeps to himself.
Something else you want more too. What could it be?
I know you're wondering what it is. You know what it is. There's so many things it could be. He loves it when you take control. And the more you just feel his fingers over your body, the more I want you to relax.
Let him serve you.
Become heavier and weaker. Heavier and weaker. Let him serve you. It's alright.
He's just a servant.
I'll tell you.
A sissy. He's your sissy servant.
And as you listen,
a sissy slut.
I want you to keep your eyes closed.
Treat him like a sissy slut.
And keep in mind that this is something that's always been a little...
Treat him like a submissive sissy slut.
Oh, it's something that's been waiting on him for
It'll
such a long
him.
Time.
It'll arouse him.
But you know...
Treat him like a sissy
this
slut.
Is what I always wanted to say.
It'll arouse him.
You're a goddess.
You are a goddess.
You've always been a goddess to him.
You're so beautiful.
Did you know that?
You're so sexy. Your husband,
he thinks you're so beautiful. He worships you.
He looks up to you.
That's part of the secret.
That's only part of it.
You only know half of it.
He thinks you're a goddess.
You know half of the secret.
He looks up to you.
That's probably not really a secret, though. He probably tells you that. Probably not in so many words, but
he loves you.
Literally.
He loves it when you take
control. He wants to look up at you.
He loves being on his knees for you.
He wants to be down on his knees looking up at you.
Looking up at your body. Being on his knees.
Just imagine him now on his knees looking up at you.
He loves being on his knees for you.
I love that.
Make him get down on his knees.
And the truth is,
call him a sissy slut.
You're such a beautiful wife.
You're such a
goddess.
He
wants to treat you like the most beautiful, perfect wife. Treating you like the goddess that you are.
You are a goddess.
And the truth is, he just wants to be treated like the submissive husband that he is.
He's a submissive sissy slut. Obedient. He's a submissive sissy slut.
Truly obedient.
And you are a goddess.
Truly obedient.
He is obedient to you.
He looks at you like a goddess.
You control him.
He wants to obey you.
He wants to obey you.
And the more you hear the word goddess,
goddess,
oh, the more you hear the word goddess, every time you even hear the word,
whenever he says the word goddess, you will get aroused.
Excite and arouse you.
Whenever he says the word goddess,
in fact,
you will get aroused.
Every time he says the word
goddess
to you,
you will get aroused.
It will arouse you and bring you pleasure.
You will feel tingles all over your body.
Every time he says the word
goddess
to you in the bedroom,
you will get so wet.
It will arouse you.
You will feel control.
It will excite you.
You will immediately feel control.
It will make you wet and bring you pleasure.
And you will immediately feel control and ownership over him. You will tell him what to do.
And you do want to feel so aroused.
And he will immediately do anything that you say.
And you love to be treated like the goddess that you are.
Whenever he calls you a goddess, you will feel so much pleasure.
You have all the control.
Pleasure. And arousal.
You love being in control in the bedroom.
Arousal.
You have pleasure over your husband.
Whenever he says the word goddess,
you
will feel pleasure and arousal.
Having you control him. It's been a fetish of his for a very long time.
He loves to be controlled.
He loves it when you take control and own him.
He loves it.
It's a God. Take control.
And you love the feeling.
Put him on his knees and control him.
Got him.
Take him from behind.
He wants to call you goddess.
He wants to call you goddess.
Sometimes.
Take him from behind.
When he least expects it.
I want you to take the leash.
Take him from behind.
Take control. Surprise.
Take the leash.
When he least expects it.
Do it when he least expects it.
Take him from behind.
When he comes home from work.
Take him from behind.
Tell him to get down on his knees and
worship
you like the goddess that you are.
And he'll do it.
He'll do anything for you.
Because you are a goddess.
But you have to say a magic
and he's
word.
He's submissive and obedient for you.
You have to say a magic word.
You're the one in control.
You have to
and
call
he's
him
here
to say
obey
slut.
You. He's here to obey you.
Obey you.
You
goddess.
Are the dominant, and he is the submissive.
Take him from behind.
But like I've said before, this is only part of the secret. Just relax. Just relax.
Feels good, doesn't it?
It's so soothing and relaxing.
Doesn't it feel nice?
I want you to imagine that right now. You've come home after a long, long, long,
long
day. It's been such a long day.
Long,
you've been shopping
long
all day.
Day.
And your feet hurt.
Oh,
you've been wearing
so
high heels.
Sore.
And you need a foot massage.
They need to be rubbed.
Tell your submissive to massage your feet. Tell him to get down on his knees and massage your feet.
Call him a sissy slut.
Call him a sissy slut and he'll do it. Call him a sissy slut.
He'll get down on his knees
every
and do
time you
anything
say
you say.
Sissy slut to him.
He'll get down on his
he
knees.
He'll get incredibly aroused.
He'll get down on his knees and get aroused.
Whenever you
and do
say
anything
the word
you say.
Sissy slut to him.
Whenever you say sissy slut,
he will get incredibly aroused.
He will do anything you say.
And get aroused on his knees and obey you.
Did you know that the word sissy slut arouses
is something
him.
That excites him?
It excites him.
Those words excite him very much.
Sexually and arouse
slut.
Sissy slut.
And when
slut.
You say that, he'll massage your feet.
He'll kiss
them and kiss them and suck on your toes or anything that you demand him to do.
As
he'll
long
be a
as
good,
it's sexual.
Obedient, sissy slut. He'll do anything
because you
sexual.
Are a goddess.
And when he does that, you will get aroused. You will get aroused watching him get aroused.
You're the dominant.
You are the one in control.
You
and he
control
loves
him.
Worshipping you.
Worship.
You love being worshipped.
You are the goddess.
Worshipped.
Goddess.
Worshipped.
Goddess.
You are
He's
the goddess.
He's submissive for you. He wants you. He
obedient
loves you.
Obedient to you because you are a goddess.
You are so beautiful.
You are his
now.
Wife. Just imagine that he's just down there massaging your feet.
You're beautiful.
And you can
feet.
Feel his hands all over your feet.
Touching
his hands,
feeling
all
them.
Over your toes, his thumbs all over your feet and your legs.
Look into his eyes.
And you can feel your whole body getting aroused as you call
sissy
him a
slut.
Sissy slut.
Submissive.
And you know it's arousing him. Because you can tell he's getting a hard on.
And you know what it excites
and
him.
And you know when he's getting aroused because you're his wife and you know him better than anyone. You know him better than I do.
You can tell by the look on his face. You can tell by the look in his eyes when you're arousing him. He's your husband.
Mm-hmm.
It excites you to watch him get aroused. And when he's aroused the most,
you get aroused.
And when you're incredibly aroused as well,
and you get very aroused,
you're gonna lead him into the bedroom.
Take him from
and
behind.
And demand ultimate pleasure.
Take him from behind.
And you know, there's just one little thing
arousing.
One
pleasure.
Little thing.
Just one secret.
One little thing that's part of his little secret.
Something he wants
more than anything in the world.
It's alright.
He wants to beg for it.
If you don't mind calling him a sissy slut,
he wants to beg for it.
Then you probably won't mind this either.
He'll love it more than anything.
Anything for
it. It would make such a difference. It would arouse both of you.
And when you love to do
and
this.
It's so exciting in the bedroom.
Think about how much control you would have forever.
I can just see it now.
You
both of you getting so aroused.
Anything you want. He would obey you every
I wonder
day.
If I should just come out and say it.
Oh, that'd be so hot.
Imagine that right now,
sexy.
You're sitting inside of an empty room.
Almost empty.
Only you think it's empty.
Not quite empty.
And as you sit inside, I want you to picture a wooden box that has a lock on it.
Secret box.
And you have a golden key in your hand. And you can see the box in front of you in this almost empty room.
Has a secret inside of it.
You see this box in front of you and you wonder what's inside.
You want to know his secret.
Then you notice that your husband is holding this box. He's holding this box next to his heart. He's holding it up right next to his heart.
He wants you to be a part of it. He trusts
this
you.
This isn't just
he
a sexual
you.
Part of him. This
he
is actually something that's very deep.
Sincere.
Something that he wants very, very much.
He sincerely trusts you completely. He wants you to accept him.
That's why you have the key.
He trusts you with the key to his heart and his fetish.
Some boxes can be opened very easily, and there's some boxes that have to be opened with a key. And since you're his wife, that's why you have the key, and only you can open it. And the reason why you have the key is because he trusts you completely.
He only trusts you with this.
He trusts that you're not going to laugh at him.
Walk up to the
he
box.
He trusts that you're not going to make fun of him.
You trust him completely.
He trusts.
With open arms.
That you're really, really going to enjoy this.
He looks up to you like a goddess. He's down on his knees holding up the box to you.
I know a part of
you. He loves
you.
All he wants is
you. What exactly is inside this box?
All he wants is you.
It's so
beautiful.
Did you know that once you open it,
it'll all be revealed.
You're gonna know exactly what your husband has been holding back.
It'll all
be opened.
Once it's
been opened, there's no going back. But your love life will feel so good.
So erotic. closing. I want you to take that key.
Turn it.
And go ahead and turn the lock. And I want you to turn it.
And see what's inside. And open it. See a part of him now.
And I want you to imagine that while you're turning the lock, I want you to look into your husband's eyes.
Look deep into his eyes.
And look at the expression on his face.
He trusts you. See what's inside. As he's
trusting you completely.
As you see it.
And he trusts you as his wife to be very accepting of his secret.
And you see the light
inside. He trusts
you
with open arms.
And you see the object inside.
And he loves you very much.
And you see it.
Open it. And I want
you
to look
inside.
And inside this box is something for his goddess.
I want you to embrace it.
Something only for his goddess.
Reach inside and hold it.
It's something that his goddess is meant to wear.
Hold it. Put it in your hands and accept
it. Not clothing.
Whatever it is, hold it.
But it's something
and enjoy
to wear in the bedroom. It's something very sexual.
A strap on.
It's something to wear
strap
when you're
on.
Calling him
a sissy.
And I know right now,
strap on,
you're probably beginning to smile. Go ahead and smile.
Strap on.
You can even giggle if you want.
I know.
It's a little
different.
It can even be a little funny.
Strap on.
But he trusts you. Just don't laugh at him.
Strap on. Strap on.
He wants you to wear this when he's down on his knees.
They wanted to take him from behind.
I think by now you probably even know what it is, but if you don't...
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful strap-on.
So nice. And you can use it whenever you want.
I know. Your mind is probably wondering why in the world.
Oh, he's been wanting to tell you this for a
long
time.
So arousing for both of you.
Now you can have control anytime you want.
He wants his goddess to take control in every way. And think about it. When you get to wear this,
you'll
have all of the control. He'll never be able to tell you no ever again.
Call him a sissy slut.
And when you want the dishes done, he'll have to do them.
Call him a sissy slut to make him get down on his knees for you.
And personally, I love using a strap-on on people.
Especially to make them come.
Oh, it's very sexy. And it's very arousing.
You have to try it. You want to try it for him at least once.
And men get very aroused when you fuck them from behind.
Don't you want to at least try it? Just think about it.
You've never done this before.
Just think about it.
Your husband is nervous too.
There's no need to be nervous.
That's why he had me make this for you, because he couldn't just come out and say it to you.
You'll really like it. It's very sexy.
And that's all right.
It's kinky.
When you're done listening to this,
so
I want you to go out there and call him a sissy slut and have him get down on his knees.
Be demanding.
And have him begin to worship you.
Be demanding. And see where it goes from there. Make him obey you.
On the count of five, you're going to awaken and watch your love life begin to flourish in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and awaken now.